So what do you got cooking this weekend, huh?
Put your head between your legs in the brace position and get ready for another week of bats hitting balls, balls through nets and off rackets, with coaches blowing up and referees entering the witness protection program. Sit back, relax, and enjoy what Triple M modestly calls the Weekend Legends.
Good morning, my name is Chris Gale. It's great to be with you. Last night, Parramatta 26, South 14. On Thursday, Penrith 15, Manly 12. Now, Andrew Rose, the news has just come through. Queensland has discovered hip-hop.
Oh, really? Good on them. What happened?
Briggs, who did the Fox League theme here for their rugby league coverage last year, has been named as the performer at Origin 1 at Suncorp Stadium.
Well, that's going to be a hell of a show. Speaking of big shows, WWE Live is returning in October this year, and we've got some tickets to give away in this hour. We're going to talk to you about Origin a bit later on, and you could win some tickets. It's very exciting.
The Champions League is on tomorrow morning, very early. Liverpool and Spurs. We're going to speak to Optus Sports expert Michael Bridges about the big game.
The man knows football. He'll give us all the insight.
Coming up next, we're going to go around the grounds pretty quickly for Paddy's Markets with just two NRL games. And we're going to break down how the revamped Origin draw this year affects your team. You're on the Weekend Legends, Triple M.
This show is definitely on the weekend. Whether these guys are legends may be debatable. Triple M's Weekend Legends.
Yes, thank you, Sydney.
Weekend Legends, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose.
Ah, what a great audience.
We always highlight the very important fact, Rose, that we are fans, not experts, and thankfully Triple M is supplying some at midday today.
Yes, around the grounds, footy, it's coming up.
The Saturday NRL show with Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Emma Lawrence and Wendell Saylor.
Dream team.
It is a glittering array of guests.
This is a stacked lineup. Check this out.
Jai Arrow from the Queensland team and the Gold Coast Titans. Mal Meninga doing a performance review of the Gold Coast Titans. Blake Ferguson still smarting from last night's win over the South Sydney Rabbitohs, literally.
They can ask him how the Jets crackers are going.
Paul Vaughan, Justin Hodges and Victor Radley, who's feeling a little poorly because of that unusual pass that ended up with poor old Luke Keary hitting McDonald Jones Stadium in the head.
That is an amazing lineup. Midday.
So we're going to go round the grounds for Paddy's Markets.
Yes.
But we're going to go quickly around the grounds because there are only two NRL games left this weekend for the round.
Yeah, it's one of those half rounds because of Origin, right? We're going to have to get used to this, a couple rounds where you only get one game on a Friday, one game on a... It feels weird, only one game on a Saturday. I'm used to that triple Super Saturday stuff.
Thankfully, Triple M will be all trying to bring you all the action. We've got Canterbury, your Canterbury Bulldogs, taking on the Canberra Raiders at ANZ Stadium this evening.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. Like I said earlier in the show, this is the underdog round, right? So this is the round the Panthers can get a win. This is the round the Eels can get a win. And I think, as a Bulldogs fan, this is one of those rare opportunities this year where I feel that we can actually get a win.
The Triple M tipsters don't agree with you. The percentage is heavily against you. Ogden is in for Napa, who's on Origin duty for Canterbury.
Right, right.
Canberra just decimated. Their whole right side is missing.
This is why I think we're going to win. I don't know. I guess the odds don't factor this in, but I think Canberra depleted, right?
Yeah. Havili is in for Hodgson's broken thumb. Caesar is playing, so hail Caesar. But most Canberra fans will already be hailing John Bateman, who might return from injury this game.
Yeah. It's going to be... I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be an easy rollover for the Dogs, but I just honestly, of all the other matchups we've had this year, this is one of the ones where I feel like we can get it done.
The burning question is Canberra that fourth team?
I mean, this will really decide it, right? If they can't beat a team like the Dogs, then I don't think Canberra can be that fourth team.
Newcastle's the candidate. Who joins Souths, Melbourne and the Roosters in that top four? I still like the Sharks.
It's Sharks. I'm feeling the Knights just for the beautiful story of it all, but you might be right.
All Sydney fans are on edges of their seats for Cbus Super Stadium's gala event tomorrow as the Gold Coast Titans take on the North Queensland Cowboys.
Ah, yes, the snooze bowl.
Gold Coast unchanged.
Oh, great. Well, I mean, I guess it is a derby for everyone up there, but, I mean, for us...
A derby between two teams separated by thousands of kilometres? That seems odd to me. Scott Bolton is in for Matt Scott, who's actually injured, so never made it to Origin for the Maroons. And my favourite cowboy, Rocky Horror, Cohen Hess, is in. He's not playing Origin this season. The big question, under performance review from Mal Meninga, can the Titans win two in a row?
Well... I hope so. I like it when the Titans win. It makes me feel warm inside when the Titans get a victory. So I'd like to see the Titans go back to back just to watch them celebrate.
The Triple M tipsters agree with you. Titans to win.
There you go.
Now, it's just useful to understand the impact of the draw as a result of a revamped Origin schedule this season.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, this is something that changes almost every year. I mean, Origins are a bit further apart this year, right? Game one and game two is like 3 weeks apart, so that changes how the buys work and all that stuff.
So half the teams are not playing this weekend,
okay.
And the teams playing are weakened by the absence of Origin players.
Mm-hmm.
The game two is in Perth on Sunday, the 23rd of June. It's a Sunday.
I really wish it was game three, though.
Yeah, well, it's not.
I just think it's unfair that one of us gets game three. Yeah. It should be on neutral ground.
And if it was a dead rubber, it'd be an empty Perth stadium.
Well, that's a good point.
That's a standalone representative round. New Zealand, Tonga, Fiji, Lebanon, Samoa, Papua New Guinea, nice. And all the NRL teams get a week off.
Cool.
Then on Wednesday, 10th of July, is Origin 3 in Sydney. The prior weekend, the other eight teams get the week off.
3 weeks between game one and game two. Do you feel like that's too long?
No, it stretches the drama, mate. It's the narrative. It's all about the story in Rugby League. Rose, just accept it. Stop being so critical.
I just hate everything.
And I think as soon as they buy full-time in Titans Cowboys, the Tigers get 2 points on the competition table. I can't wait. I'm desperate.
Ah, the buy teams get it at the end of the round. That's interesting.
So that's round the grounds for Paddy's Markets. With over 1,500 stands in two huge locations, you can find a bargain. In fact, you can find multiple bargains, Rose, at Paddy's. Visit paddysmarkets.com.au. Weekend Legends, Triple M.
A show that combines our two great loves, the weekend and working half-assed. Triple M's Weekend Legends.
Welcome back to the Weekend Legends, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. It is that time in the football calendar, Rose. It's Champions League final time.
It's a huge one, Chris Scale, this weekend.
Being fans, we need to turn to an expert, and we've got the Optusport expert, Michael Bridges, with us, who's at his kids' football game. Is the atmosphere as electric as it will be at Madrid out there, Michael?
It certainly is at this moment. There's kids everywhere. I'm just about to watch my son and daughter. They're actually refereeing the games this morning and then playing afterwards. So what I like to do is give them an idea of what it's like to be a referee so that when they're playing the game, they don't actually abuse the referee. So it's a good way of educating them. I kick off here, but I'm so excited about this morning. Tomorrow morning to see the Champions League final.
I love that. That's really great thinking, teaching kids how to officiate.
It's a real version of tough love, making your kids be refs, but anyway.
Michael, I want to start with Liverpool. This is a huge Champions League final against Liverpool and Tottenham. Roberto Firmino is fit to play this game for Liverpool, but Divock Origi scored two goals last game and he's going to miss out because of this substitution. How do you feel about that move?
Well, Klopp's a man that they get paid the big money to make the big decisions. He will have seen the players for the 2 weeks that they've had to rest up before this Champions League final. And, you know, it's a big, big call because Origi has been in magnificent form when he was relied upon. But for me, when you've got Firmino, who is a player that can drop into from the number nine position, he can drop into the midfield. He actually sucks defenders out of their position a lot better than Origi. And that allows Salah and Mane to really capitalise in the spaces that are left by the defender. So I think it's a very, very good move. Firmino will be fit. And Origi is more of an impact player than Firmino would be. So I think Klopp's got it absolutely spot on in this scenario. And it's not good for Spurs.
And on the Spurs side of the ledger, Harry Kane seems to, Daily Cherry Evans style, have overcome his ankle injury and is playing for the first time potentially. Does that mean Louis Maurer, who got a hat-trick in the semi-final, could miss out?
Yeah, he's going to get... It's going to be a very, very tough decision to see who will miss out. Llorente is playing very well in the absence as a big target man for Harry Kane. Lucas Moura is the man that got the hat-trick. I can't see him missing out, but Pochettino did not give anything away in his press conference. He really deflected well from the journalist saying, will Harry Kane play? He did not. He said he's fit. I haven't told any of the players what the starting lineup is.
I imagine a lot of the Tottenham fans will be putting on a couple of kilos as they actually watch the game at the new Tottenham Stadium. I hope they put in HD televisions there.
They will be ploughing the drinks in, don't you worry about that. It's just going to be a very, very enjoyable Champions League final.
We're talking to Michael Bridges about the Champions League grand final happening this weekend. Michael, you talked about the atmosphere that's going to be at that Tottenham Stadium and the atmosphere that's out there for your kids' football game this morning. But is the atmosphere at the grand final going to be what we want? I'm hearing stories of the tickets being way too expensive. Do you agree with this?
No, it goes on. Sadly, it's one of the real things that tarnishes the finals because allocation goes all over the world. It's not just given to that one fan base. So, you know, if there's a stadium over there in Madrid where the final is going to be, 1,000, 14,000 given to one set of fans, there'll be 14,000 goes, and then the rest is allocated to teams and fans around the world to give them an opportunity. Now, I don't think that's right. When tickets are getting bought for the legitimate price of £90 and they're being sold for somewhere in the region, I do believe somebody was willing to pay £10,000. It's obscene. And it's just a shame that money is going into somebody's pocket rather than back into the game.
Exactly right. The hype is huge. Michael Bridges, it's so good to talk to you about the Champions League final. Liverpool versus Tottenham this Sunday morning. We'll be in front of our television screaming at the game as well. Michael, it's been so good for you to talk us through the Champions League this season, and one of the other moments in football this year that I've been spending a lot of time screaming at my television, and you know I'm going to get onto it, is my beloved Leeds United. We didn't make it into the Premier League. You gave me so much hope, and I appreciate you for that. But now, Michael, I need you to hold me. It's another year until we get to the Premier League. Make me feel better.
Oh, well, listen, you know, I tried to give it the, I give it the up, I give it the big one, and I said Leeds would get promoted early on. They've only got themselves to blame because after being in second place, it all fell apart, and, you know, I think they just ran out of steam. What you've got to think about, and this is the moment that you've got to cherish, Leeds are coming to Australia. They're going to be playing Man United over in Perth at the Optus Stadium.
Wow.
You're going to get to see them also play against West Sydney Wanderers down at the new Parramatta Stadium. So you will get to see them in pre-season before they have another Premier League push next season. So you can get down there, drown your sorrows and get your excitement out and follow your beloved team.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, two broken hearts. Now, join Michael and the Optus Sport team live tomorrow morning from 4 a.m. Well, as live as you can be at 4 a.m. for the Champions League's final. And this June, you can also watch every match of the FIFA Women's World Cup live and on demand on Optus Sport. Just $14.99 per month. Download the Optus Sport app. Thank you, Michael Bridges.
Take care, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Michael.
Coming up next, we want your fan view from State of Origin 1. What do you want? What do you need? You're on the Weekend Legends, Triple M.
Kicking you right in the weekend. Triple M's Weekend Legends.
That audio courtesy of Blake Ferguson last night. Now, that was Green Day with Wake Me Up When September Ends. Are they kidding? That's finals month.
Yeah, but if you're the Bulldogs, that's probably our theme song for this year, right? Wake me up when it's over.
Weekend Legends 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose.
This is our chance now to really get in deep on Origin. Origin 1 is coming up this Wednesday, and this is your chance in the fan view to call us up to talk about Origin and also win some tickets to the WWE tour that's happening in October. We're both very excited about this
tour. We're over the moon about that one.
The WWE Live returns to Sydney October 21st. Tickets on sale now at Ticketek. 1-333-53 if you want to call us up to talk about what you want to see in this Origin. Is there a player you want to see step up and become the new icon? Is there an incident you want to see? Chris, I'm sure you have many of these.
It's what we need out of Origin, Rose, that I'm focusing on. And okay. We need another win.
Of course.
And being a West Tigers fan, I want to see New South Wales win. Angus Crichton play badly, so Ryan Madison comes in next game.
Okay.
And I want to see Queensland lose, but Moses Mbai being outstanding in a losing tilt.
Yeah, I think Moses Mbai has got a chance to really step up here. One thing that excites me about the Blues is the Cook-Walker combination.
Yep, right?
They've done so much great things together. They're going to have a chance to shine on a big stage. And I think this is... Damien Cook's had such an amazing run the last year. I think this is his time to become an icon of Origin.
I look forward to the matchups.
Yep.
Like, I want to see Latrell go again against Will Chambers. You know, a little bit of the dust up where he pushed him into the advertising hoarding.
Oh, can you imagine Latrell standing over Will Chambers after a bunch of banter in this game, which you know Will's going to put out? That is going to be amazing.
I mean, how delicious is Tedesco versus Ponga?
How about this for a matchup? Phil Gould versus the opening speech he usually gives at the Origin.
Well, he doesn't give it anymore, and we need that back, Phil.
He's got to fight it.
I was going to say Damien Cook matching up again. Well, I don't know. Is it Josh Maguire? Is it Ben Hunt? Who knows?
Yeah.
Anything else you need from Origin, Rose?
I mean, people might not like me saying this, but I need a biff. I need foot. I need that aggression. You know, like, I'm not necessarily saying that they need to all punch each other in the head, but there needs to be that moment where the game stops and someone grabs another person's jersey and looks them in the eye and says, you want to go. That's that moment that gets people to the next level.
Well, if you're going a bit retro, I want them up at Suncorp Stadium to bring back the 4X mascots. They don't even have 4X on the jersey anymore.
Have you ever had 4X?
It's awful. Something about a bank. I didn't know they had banks in Queensland. But I was at at ANZ Stadium in Queensland in 2001 for Origin 3 when Alfie Langer came back.
The most impressive I've ever been watching in Origin. Don't remind me.
And they had life-size 4X mascots, a life-size beer bottle and a life-size beer can. You can't get the kiddies interested too early.
I think I had a dream like that once. Well, this is your chance. This is the fan view, the F view of the Weekend Legends. Call us up, 1-333-53. What do you want to see at Origin this year? Who do you want to see step up? What incident do you want to see? And you could win yourself a double pass to the WWE Tour, Sydney, October 21st. Tickets on sale now at Ticketek. This is going to be a massive show at Kudos Bank Arena. And if you want to hear from the Iconics, the Australian Tag Team Champions, check out Triple M's Top Rope, the catch-up show that Chris and I do about all things wrestling. You're on the Weekend Legends, Triple M.
Sit back, relax. And let these guys do the thinking. Well, at least talking. Triple M's Weekend Legends.
Weekend Legends, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose.
You wanted the best, you got the best. We are the Weekend Legends and we're talking all things Origin. We put the call out to you guys about what you wanted to see at this year's Origin, and there is a chance to win a double pass to the huge WWE tour that's coming to Australia at Sydney on October 21st. Let's get right into it. Michael from Cronulla. Michael, what do you want to see at this Origin?
Well, it's not so much the players, but I'd like to see the old referees get a bit more involved, like the old Grasshopper and Greg Hartley and the hatred from the fans and the beer throwing. And I just think we've lost the personality and the half the show.
He reckons there's not enough hatred for the refs, Chris. What do you reckon?
Well, I like what Michael's saying. I mean, Cummins, Klein, who are these people? I mean, we just despise the Grasshopper, but we loved him because of the way he was. And Hartley, what a magnificent memory that was, Michael.
Beautiful. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. Scott from Ingleburn, what do you reckon? What do you want to see at Origin this year, Scotty?
I want to see the Raiders players, mate. Jack and Nick shine through. We've been waiting for some Raiders players to go into the Blues, because we've got Papali in Queensland.
For sure.
So, yeah, I hope Jack and Nick shine through on Wednesday night.
What do you
reckon,
Chris?
Well, good on you, Scott, because that's very selfless of you, because you're obviously a Raiders fan, and, boy, you are really missing some players against the Bulldogs tomorrow.
Go the Doggies! Thank you, Scotty. Appreciate your opinion. Let's go to Ross from Heathcote. We've got a lot of opinions on this. What do you reckon for Origin, Ross?
Hi, guys. I reckon they should bring the girls on as a preliminary match, the New South Wales Girls Blues versus the Girls Maroons as a prelim match. Not only to boost the girls' rugby league here in Sydney, but also, if it can't be done here in Sydney, do it in Perth. They want to build a game up in Perth. Put the girls on first over there.
Ross, I love it. Chris, what do you reckon? This is a great idea.
Well, obviously, at the moment, the game, which has only been named State of Origin last year for the first time, is standalone at North Sydney Oval and was a TV rating success.
It was.
But why not a series?
Yeah.
A standalone fixture and maybe attached to a couple of the Origin games as well. Yeah. I like Ross's thinking.
It might give Queensland a chance to win one for in the future. Thank you, Ross. I appreciate it. Let's go to Greg from Bondi. Greg, what do you reckon about Origin? What do you want to see?
I would love to see a punch-on between Latrell Mitchell and Will Chambers, and then with Michael Jennings come running in from the crowd.
See, I like this because this is wrestling-minded, right? A run-in is a classic WWE wrestling thing. Two guys are going at it, and then out of nowhere, you can hear Jim Ross going, "What is Jennings doing on the ground? Oh, my God."
And maybe an Aaron Woods could come back and do that fly off the top rope. Remember, he missed the celebration off the Jennings try a couple of years ago?
Yeah, they call that a botch in wrestling, I think, Chris. Thank you, Greg. I like your idea, and you're down the lines of what we want as a WWE fan. So we're going to give you a double pass to see WWE Live returning to Sydney October 21st. Tickets on sale now at Ticketek. We will be there watching that show. And if you want to check out some more wrestling content, Triple M's Top Rope. Chris and I talk all things wrestling. Hang on the line, mate. We'll get you those tickets.
Coming up next, too much sport, not enough time. That's why we have What Did I Miss? You're on the Weekend Legends, Triple M.
Sit back, relax, and let these guys do the thinking. Well, at least talking. Triple M's Weekend Legends.
I'd like to tell you what that song was, but I've forgotten already.
I don't remember.
Yep. Weekend Legends, 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose. There's been so much going on, Rose. We haven't had time to talk about the fact until now that the Waratahs 20 beat the Rebels last night, 15 points down at Amy Park.
Very satisfying. Good to see the Tars get a win.
And it's a reminder that it's time for...
Wait, what?
What did I miss?
You will miss the fact that the Australian golfer Minji Lee Rose is now number 2 in the world in the women's rankings.
There you go.
She's currently playing the US Open. She's 5 off the pace midway through the second round, which has been suspended, I'm assuming, for bad weather.
Mm.
They're playing at the Country Club of Charleston. It sounds very posh, doesn't
it? Does Trump own that one? Is that one of the Trump clubs?
He's also a club champion, if you know what I mean.
And the champ. Let's go over to A-League. Melbourne Victory this week. Very interesting. Advertising for a new head coach. Producer Lachlan spotted this one. I think he was going for a new job.
On Facebook.
Yeah. That's a novel approach to find a new coach. Looking for coach. Must like Savage Garden and walks on the beach.
And interestingly, if you're applying to be the coach of the Melbourne Victory, they point out in the ad that it's Melbourne-based.
Yeah, cool. Thanks, guys.
Very quietly, the NRL put the wild card concept out to pasture this week. There'll be no wild card round in the playoffs going forward. Thank heavens for that.
So this was the, like, 9th and 10th playoff thing to get in. I mean, I kind of liked the idea because it means more footy, but okay, fair enough. We'll move on. Another big shout-out. You know, we talked to the Champions League. We talked to Michael Bridges on this show about the Champions League final on Sunday morning, 5 a.m. But Tottenham Stadium, 65,000 people is sold out to just watch the Champions League final on a big screen. It's better be a good screen. Better be 4K or whatever. Yeah. But can you imagine 65,000 people in a stadium to watch a TV? I think it reminds me of the Olympics in 2000 here in Sydney where there was setups all over the parks and everything.
The wife of the first player to play in the NFL for Australia, Colin Scotts, her name is Fiona, was in the press this week. She found a redback spider in the broccoli she bought from a supermarket.
Okay.
She was disappointed with the reaction of the supermarket. They gave her a $50 gift card and said, please keep this quiet because everyone will want one.
What was it? Would it have been $25 if it wasn't a deadly spider? Is that, I mean, geez, a redback spider in your broccoli. I tried to drink out of one of the taps in my house when I was a kid and a redback crawled out of it. It changed my life.
It does add texture, though.
I almost kissed a redback. It was terrifying. This last one for me is not necessarily sport, but I want to give a shout out to the guy who went into an IKEA this week and put down his own arrows on the floor and basically created a maze that people were stuck in for hours in the IKEA and just people just walking around constantly.
Swedish nightmare.
Yeah.
So much sport to catch up on, Rose. This weekend, the World Cup, Champions League.
Australia, Afghanistan tonight. We've got the Champions League final tomorrow morning. There's boxing in UFC as well tomorrow. It's all happening.
NRL games, Canterbury Cup games, AFL games involving Sydney, but go into your own pre-Origin camp.
Origin, baby. Are we winning it?
We are going to win. Go the Blues.
Go the Blues.
Weekend legends.
On the weekend, there are two types of people. Those that listen to Triple M and those that don't. These are their stories. What? Triple M's Weekend Legends.
Weekend Legends, 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose, and we're podcast extra-ing, Rose.
Oh, I love the digital world. I love when we can give our digital listeners a little bit extra, Chris.
My concern is when you put on those VR goggles, I think you spend a little bit too much time in the digital world. We're fans of all sport. We love going to games, but if there's a sport that's struggling to get punters through the turnstiles, particularly to Super Rugby, it's rugby union.
Do you hear that, Chris? That's the sound of rugby union fans.
Julian Linden in Thursday's Daily Telegraph wrote a very interesting article about the work that the Warringah Rats have done to get fans back to games.
Go the Rats.
And the Shoot Shield, the local Sydney competition, seems to be leading the way.
Yeah, right.
First of all, they say you should learn from others. They actually went down and spoke to the Richmond Tigers in the AFL, which is a sport, apparently.
Hang on. Is this you trying to win me over into rugby?
By the end of this break, you will be coming to a game with me.
Oh, goodness me.
So the idea is you've got to make each game an event.
Okay.
You've got to diversify the experience. Basically, at a rugby union game now, it's all corporate boxes.
Yeah, yeah, and scarves. A lot of scarf culture.
But the Warringah Rats realised they also had to cater for the flannel shirt-wearing hillbillies. That's their quote, not mine.
Yeehaw.
You need four courts with music, jazz being rugby union, of course.
Oh, jazz? Oh, is there anything less pump-up than jazz?
And cardboard boxes for the kiddies to slide down the hill. Now, come on, you'd like that, right?
This is so unappealing. You're making me like Origin, Union less, excuse me.
More seriously, you've got to think family first. You've got to make it a family-based experience.
Yep.
And diversity, which gets rolled out a lot.
But sure.
In the administration of rugby, Polynesian players, you know, becoming dominant, but they don't get reflected in the administration.
Right.
Get them and get their ideas into the game.
None of this is making me like Union more.
It's all about content. You can get five games when you go out to a Shoot Shield game. You know, the lower grades, women's rugby, you know, the thing they complain about in league.
Right, so quantity over quality. That's how you live your life, is it?
But the mascot has to work all five games. That's a weakness right now. The mascot's only doing the main game.
Oh, can you imagine having to wash that outfit by the end of that day? Jeez.
They're saying Tarman or whatever he's called has to do five-hour shifts
out of
Bankwest.
Tarman shouldn't be worrying about his outfit. He'd be worrying about that T-shirt cannon actually working for once. The man can never get it to work properly.
Yeah, but the Manly team got 10,000 punters out at Manly Oval recently. And
that's
this
cool.
is because you could get two tickets, two drinks, two steak sandwiches and lollies for the kids and have change for $50. Surely we're heading out there this weekend, Rose.
Yeah, and if you pay a bit extra, you can join the scrum as well.
We are fans of all games, and now we're fans of rugby union.
I guess.
Weekend Legends, Triple M.
The Weekend Legends on Triple M.